accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr is saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
That have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
USA Radio News.
We think there's a good chance of getting DACA done if the Democrats are serious and they actually want to do it. But they didn't want tax cuts. They fought. We didn't get one vote for massive tax cuts that have turned out to be unbelievably popular.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House, the president talking there, of course, about things that can get done. The president was discussing his $1.5 trillion infrastructure initiative as well. The president then turned it over to some business leaders and governors, like Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, who talked about some of the tax cuts and what he's seeing in his state based on the GOP tax cuts.
For the first time ever, LCD panels, the kind of panels here in the future will be even bigger, made by Sharp, will be made in the United States. And we're proud that they'll be made in the state of Wisconsin. About a $10 billion investment. We're helping with about $3 billion worth of incentives.
This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Changes may be coming to the International Space Station. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Reports are the White House is working on a plan that would transition the space station to a private enterprise over a course of years. The administration also reportedly looking to cut funding to the space station by 2024. The plan calls for more international and commercial partnerships over the next few years so there would be continued access to the station even after U.S. funding is cut. The administration is still going to request $150 million in funding for the ISS next year.
Today, President Donald Trump officially rolled out a proposal for a $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan. $200 billion of that would come from the federal government, offset through budget cuts. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says one of the ways to help pay for this is to do some reforms, such as permit reform.
There is no reason why it should take 10 years to get a permit to build some of these projects. It jacks up the cost of road projects.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
With a look at some of the major stories going on around the world, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The U.S. appears to be changing its tune on talks with North Korea after saying just days ago the U.S. wouldn't talk with the regime until it agreed to give up its nuclear weapons program in advance. Vice President Mike Pence told the Washington Post over the weekend that so long as international pressure continues, talks could go ahead. Pence told reporter Josh Rogan that, quote, the maximum pressure campaign is going to continue and intensify, but if you want to talk, we'll talk. Rebuilding Iraq after the war on the Islamic State will cost at least $88 billion. That figure was announced during a reconstruction conference in Kuwait on Monday, where Iraq's government presented a list of more than 150 key projects that require funding. Countries won't announce their donations until Tuesday, but one has signaled in advance it doesn't plan on committing any money. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
I'm not aware of any announcements that we will be making.
And the British royal family is declaring war on plastic, instructing its facilities across the Commonwealth to phase out plastic bottles and straws and focus more on recycling. That announcement follows Queen Elizabeth's involvement in a recent documentary by naturalist David Attenborough entitled Plastic Oceans. Conservationists say roughly half of the plastic used each year around the world is for single-use purposes, including plastic shopping bags, which have an average working life of just 15 minutes but take thousands of years to break down. Luke Vargas, the United Nations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon, and the weather today, mostly sunny with a high near 44, northwest winds around 11 miles per hour. You may have gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 21, north wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39, north winds around 6 miles an hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. Light and variable winds. Wednesday, a slight chance of freezing rain. Terrific. Before 9 a.m., and then a slight chance of rain. After that, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 49. Southwest winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Your chance of rain is probably around 20%. Wednesday night, rain likely, mainly after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 38, and chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 60, and the chance of precipitation is about 50%. Thursday night, guess what? Rain likely, mainly after 9 o'clock, mostly cloudy with a low around 46, and your chance of precipitation is 70%. Friday, same thing, chance of rain, yada, yada. So who knows? You're going to have a rainy rest of the week.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. Compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we are very privileged to have with us today Lisa Marie Buckley. Did I say that right? Yeah, I did. How about that? I can read well, and it's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lisa Marie is from the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Center. That's a mouthful and a half.
It sure is.
I know you've been on here before, Lisa, so but I have to ask, because I ask everybody, how did you get involved in this type of work? You know, I mean, I know somebody, well, one or two people have said, oh, this happened when I was 12 and I always wanted to be, well, whatever. Others say, I don't know, I did this and then I got into this and that's how I am. And with me, when I was retired now, but when I worked, I had four kids, mortgage, car payment, taxes, had to put food on the table. So a job came along with Wonder Bread. I said, I'll take it.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
No shortage of protests and demonstrations across America these days. The latest protesters to take to the streets in Minneapolis, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
Demonstrators gathered outside a police station to protest this weekend's shooting of a black man. Some witnesses are disputing the police claim that the man had been firing a handgun as he walked outside. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
Obviously, our community is going through some trauma right now. They're experiencing that, and that's real. And so I need to be here. I need to be here to listen to them and to hear their concerns.
An investigation is underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump telling late-night show host Jimmy Fallon to act like a man. Trump's tweet to Fallon coming after Fallon says he felt bad about an infamous 2016 interview with the then-candidate Donald Trump on The Tonight Show, where he tussled Trump's hair. Fallon says he got a lot of flack about it from Trump critics, and it went on to make him feel depressed. Trump responding, saying Fallon is whimpering now, but he said at the time he was happy about the monster ratings the episode got. And Roseanne Barr is showing regret over the racist tweet she sent out last month that led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot, saying in a podcast over the weekend that she has cried ever since, and she's lost everything and is now just a hate magnet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 71 degrees, clear skies. There is no rain in the forecast today. Looks beautiful out there. Sunny and a high near 80. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. If there was a day to play hooky, this is it. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 54 tonight, so that gives you an idea that there's little humidity in the area. Tuesday, partly cloudy and a high near 80 as well. So if you missed it yesterday, you can do it again today. Rain showers early on Wednesday, overcast skies later in the day, thunder is possible, high of 81, chance of rain 40%. Showers and thunderstorms in 82 on Thursday, a mainly sunny sky and a high near 90 on Friday the 29th. And sun and a few passing clouds, a high of 94 on Saturday the 30th. Finishing up, well, that's the last day of June. Temperatures in our area. . 72 in Raritan, 72 in East Amwell, 70 in Lambertville, 67 in Kingwood, 66 in Frenchtown, 71 at Spruce Run, 67 in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Did you hear that forecast for today and tomorrow? Wow, if there was a day to be hanging out and enjoying late spring, early summer weather, this is it. Today and tomorrow, fantastic. Go and have some fun. Get out there because you'll be complaining in a little bit about how hot it is and how humid it is. Hey, you got perfect days. Maybe you're going to go to a golf course. What do you think? All right, folks, it's 10 after 8. It's time for me to get you some traffic. Traffic. We get our traffic reports from Hart. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send the alerts that I get via email, which you can read on your smartphone. Local, county, state, and interstate roads. You pick them. A little unusual. The traffic pattern has significantly changed due to the graduations and school being out. Now camps are starting. We do have some sun glare that affected some folks early this morning around 6 o'clock. Sun visors and sunglasses, please. At 639, 78 eastbound, exit 12, delays through exit 18 due to sun glare. See, I told you that. And then a little construction going on at 33 northbound, Route 22 east and significant. Delays between Freemansburg and Route 22 due to road work. There's a lane restriction. That came out at 738. Aside from that, drive safe, sound, smart, register with heart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimer Radio Traffic. What is on Hunchimer.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I got to check and see if I'm going to get in touch with Michelle today. Let's see if she's on the schedule. It appears that way. We'll be talking to Michelle at 8:30, find out what's going on with her and see if she's playing hooky. Chances are not. She's probably taking her kids to some camp that she's got to get them to. So we'll talk to Michelle about the markets, find out what's going on. Last week of June already, we already had the witching Friday going on last Friday with the options expiring. Now we're just going to go through the window dressing. It's the second end of the second quarter, and so some of the fund managers need to look good. So there'll be some playing around going on between now and the end of the week. After that, we talk with Al War from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Al gives us insight into what's going on with some local businesses and events in Hunterdon County. Al War, Business with Al, gives us that great information. It's a little of an expanded nuance and insight into his article that he writes for the Hunterdon County Democrat. Rest of the show, an eclectic mix of news, trivia, history, and all that jazz. We'll get to that all for the 9 to 10 hour. 10 o'clock, it's the Chamber in Action. Chris Phelan, the Prez, comes on and talks all about Hunterdon County and all the different things that are happening in the Chamber with their connections. So you get a big picture going on. Bill Kinslow shows up at 11. Bill gives us great information and advice about tips, tricks, and advice in the kitchen. He's an executive chef over at Jake's Restaurant on Route 31 and 202. Bill also teaches Polytech classes and helps with the culinary restaurant over there during the second half of the year. So Bill gives us great explanations about how to cook well and enjoy our food. And Bill's probably preparing us for our 4th of July barbecue. So we'll find out what Bill's got in store for us at 11 to 12. Mr. Dr. Ron Miola is on from noon to 1. It's Get Healthy Hunterdon. Dr. Ron Miola from Nutrimost talks all about our human body and all the different medical and Western medicine knowledge that he has about making sure that we're healthy and eat well and losing weight or being our ideal weight. So Dr. Ron Miola brings all that. He's very thorough. Gives you a lot of information about why and how all this works, not just taking the advice for advice's sake. The Mike Hewitt Show is on from 1 to 2. Mike Hewitt talks about the current events and politics going on last week. We move on to the award-winning Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright and Tracy Ivey talk about brain injuries and brain illness and all the advice that's necessary for those people and their support plan. Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4. And it talks about the people, places, and programs taking place at the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hot in Hunterdon and Georgine Trinkle talks about the latest people and headlines in Hunterdon County. And we finish it up with girl boss Devin LeCompte and Brooke Sellis talk about making sure that women are equally confident and performing at their best throughout their careers and their home life. That's the entire Hunchimer.com lineup, all there on Hunchimer.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Startups, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. That's Diana Washington helping me with BrandyLikes.com celebration services for the month, week, and day. Let's find out what's going on for June. Country Cooking Month. It's Dairy Alternatives Month. Children Awareness Month. Children's Awareness Month. I don't know how we missed children. Child Vision Awareness Month. Celibacy Awareness Month. Cataract Awareness Month. Caribbean American Heritage Month. Cancer from the Sun Month. If you're going to be outside today enjoying that beautiful sunshine and great weather and air, get some sunscreen. California Avocado Month. Black Music Month. Beautiful in Your Skin Month. Audiobook Appreciation Month. Great Outdoors Month. For this week, we got Windjammer Days, Watermelon Seed Spitting Week, National Mosquito Cell Control Awareness Week, Lightning Safety Awareness Week. We've had some monster thunderstorms come through. One last night. Fish Are Friends, Not Food Week. It's Carpenter Ant Awareness Week. All that happening this week. And finally for today, it's 25th, it is Day of the Seafarer. It is Leon Day, National Catfish Day, Please Take My Children to Work Day. Funny how we get to the first day of summer and kids are out of school and you're already looking for a way to find something for them to do because they're bored. It's Global Beatles Day and it's Color TV Day. Celebration services for the month, week, and day from BrandonLux.com. Pick something and get involved. All right. Diana Washington helping with that. That's celebration services for the month, week, and day. And Diana Washington, pick something, get involved. Little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJAdvancedMedia.com. The Huntington County Democrat reported in a community bulletin that Reddington man receives an award. Published on the 22nd, it says, Dr. Thomas Umbrello, professor of biology at Union County College and resident of Reddington Township, has received the annual award from the Friends of the Frelinghuysen Arboretum, Morristown, New Jersey, at the organization's annual meeting on Sunday, June 10th, 2018. The annual award is given to an individual who has made a significant contribution to the world of horticulture. The award was presented by Sally Hempson, awards chair, on behalf of the Friends. She stated that, quote, we honor Dr. Umbrello for his contributions as an educator, a scientist, a historian, and an inspiration to others, unquote. Over the last 23 years, Dr. Umbrello has propagated seeds from hundreds of historic trees nationwide. The seeds were collected at the homes of presidents and other notable figures, from battlefields and historic sites, and from trees that are the oldest of its kind. After nurturing them in the greenhouses and field nurseries, Dr. Umbrello selected the best offspring for the historic tree grove at the Union County College campus in Cranford, New Jersey, which he established in 1995. Over the years, Dr. Umbrello has shared hundreds of extra seedlings with schools, scout groups, and other public institutions in recent years. Dr. Umbrello has focused on trees with significance to New Jersey's history. He has written a, quote, guide to UCC's historic tree project, a booklet that is updated and reprinted annually. In 2007, Dr. Umbrello received recognition by donating a 20-foot white oak from the historic tree grove for place, the 600-year oak that has taken down in the Basking Ridge Presbyterian Church. The young oak is a direct descendant of the historic tree propagated by Dr. Umbrello from the acorn collected at the church. As a result of Dr. Umbrello's work, future generations can walk through the historic tree grove at Union County College and gain an appreciation of science, of history, of the value of trees to our environment and landscape. The grove is located near the observatory on UCC's Cranford campus and is open to the public. The Friends of Frelinghuysen Arboretum is a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to promote public awareness of horticulture and the natural world through sponsorship of projects and educational opportunities, and to further development of the horticulture and research facilities at the Morris County Park Commission's horticulture sites. The Friends sponsor many educational programs and events which are open to the public and can be found on their website, www.arboretumfriends.org. You know, wow. We've constantly heard about those old trees that have broken or been damaged by storms, or how we've plowed down thousands of trees and in certain rainforests, how we've lost trees for development and all that stuff. This is awesome. This gentleman goes out and picks the seedlings and acorns from certain very historic trees and grows a seedling from it and catalogs it and lets you know where it came from and what its family tree is. That's fantastic. And, you know, once again, things that we take for granted. This man loves this. He does it for his life, his passion. And it's nice that the Arboretum has recognized that there's a person out there that just cares to that level that we, most of us, don't. And it's fantastic that he's doing that. That's a great story. Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to...
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
All right, it's time to talk with my good friend, Mr. Al War. And Al, total coincidence there, but I don't know if you caught the promo just before you came on. It's hard to juxtapose a fitness commercial with what you're going to talk about today, but I'm sure you'll do it.
Well, we're going to talk about ice cream.
There you go.
What better way to inspire you to go out and do some fitness stuff than know that ice cream is waiting at the end?
There you go. That's funny. It was a A gentleman I knew, you'll love this, a gentleman I knew that owned two businesses in the same strip mall, right next to each other. One was a franchise called Curves, which was for women. It was a women fitness where you went in, women went in and did a circuit. And right next to it was an ice cream shop.
I'll just bet both were successful.
They were both very successful, yes. Talk about, you know, you've talked about that off and on, how you have to marry two businesses that have different perspectives. Well, that was as good as it gets right there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was reminded when I was writing this, I was reminded when I was a kid that the way they could get my attention at the dinner table, and I would gladly eat my rutabagas, which I hate to this day, was there's ice cream waiting at the end.
Okay. There you go. What about rutabaga ice cream?
I've never heard of it, but it sounds like it would be an improvement over regular rutabagas. I don't know what it is about rutabagas, but they've always turned me off.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you checked out some ice cream places. Who we got?
Yeah. I talked to Chris and Melissa Rufano. They run Sweet Melissa's.
Oh, man.
You're already in the mood, I can tell. Yeah, they're on Payne Road in Lebanon. And they do breakfast, lunch, and brunch, or coffee in the afternoon, whatever, tea.
Mm.
But the thing that they're doing right now for the summer is a large number of toppings for ice cream dishes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make their ice cream. They use Bassett's, which is out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And Melissa told me that it's the oldest ice cream company in the United States. I didn't know that. But they're quite famous, Bassett's ice cream. But she then makes all the toppings herself from scratch, which include all kinds of things, butterscotch and salted caramel and berry and nuts and hot fudge and so forth. So
wow.
She does quite an array of different toppings for ice cream dishes. She talked about the hot fudge topping, which she makes from semi-sweet chocolate and Dutch cocoa. And also French roast coffee is included, as well as bourbon.
Oh, baby.
That's some of my favorites, all combined in one dish. I think I'm ready to crank up the car and get down there.
Nice.
But there's a kid's version as well, which uses decaf coffee and omits the bourbon. But any adult can avail themselves of a very different hot fudge topping for their ice cream.
Wow. Okay. That sounds really good. Really good.
Anyway, she does a jumble berry topping also, which includes strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, and cranberries, all simmered together and then poured over your ice cream. Then there's a nut sauce, which includes roasted walnuts, pecans, cashews, which would appeal to many people. And then she does a crisp meringue topping with she tops with the berry sauce. It's an amazing place, and they have won all kinds of awards and for all kinds of dishes that they have there.
Yep.
And including the toppings for the ice cream.
Yep.
She's very she has a extensive background in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a classic story of her. I believe her and her husband both came from and had successful businesses in New York, and simply wanted to move it.
They came from Brooklyn,
and
had quite an operation, and got write-ups in all kinds of publications: the New York Times, the Post, the News. As well as several magazines.
Mm-hmm.
quite an operation. Melissa has quite a reputation there.
Yes. Yep. So
all over the place.
Wow.
Anyway, a good place to stop in for breakfast or brunch or lunch. Mm-hmm. They're not open for dinner.
Okay.
Or an afternoon pick me up, whatever.
Or ice cream. Or just flat out
ice cream.
Ice cream
pick me up. How about that?
There you go. Well, yeah, you get that bourbon coffee sauce, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I talked to Samantha Stangle at The Ice Cream Parlor. That's in Flemington. The Ice Cream, The is spelled T-H-E-E,
mm-hmm.
Ice Cream Parlor, and they have a website under the same name. But they were at the bottom end of Main Street there.
Right.
But last year they moved to bigger location on Route 202. They're next door to the fudge shop, if you know where that is.
Right.
But they have all kinds of ice cream. This place is built to hark back to the old ice cream parlor, which has, of course, they have tables and chairs, but
mm-hmm.
it's a big place, and the floor is all the black and white tile checkerboard. And the counter has red top stools, so it has the feel of the old ice cream parlor.
Yep.
For people my age.
Very yes, I've been there, and it's she moved from Flemington, like the south part of Flemington Main Street.
It was 299 South Main.
Yeah.
And last year they moved to 463 Route 202.
Yeah.
Bigger place.
Yep. And but she moved a lot of the way it looks.
Yeah.
Over
it's
to the
still,
other one.
Still has the look of the old.
It's
ice cream parlor.
Yeah, it's got the old chrome seats and the vinyl red seats and the checkerboard
yep.
Floor.
Floor.
It really, it's a throwback in time, Al. It's really fantastic.
It really
and,
is. Yeah.
Very roomy over there too, and she has a lot of parties going on.
Yep.
Which.
Yep. She offers some, I don't know, Samantha told me they have some 2 dozen flavors of hard ice cream, soft ice cream,
yep,
Italian
yep.
ices, specialty sundaes, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. But they also do a big business in ice cream cakes,
yep.
which are made there.
Yep. No, it's fantastic. Really, really nice place, and a lot of parking over there. So, but it's, you know, it's on the 202. Above the north above the circle, so it's
yeah.
you gotta work your way around to get there, but it's definitely worth it. No,
it's worth the work around. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Go to theicecreamparlor.com, and you can see the menu and so forth.
Yep.
It's open 7 days, by the way. So.
Jeez! Wow.
Every day is ice cream day.
Well, they're not,
especially when I understand from the weather people that next week is supposed to be in the 90s.
Yes, sir.
Here we are.
Here we are. We moved into summer very quickly, didn't we? Not? Yes.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Anyway, if you go to downtown Clinton, you can take a tour
mm-hmm.
of ice cream places. It's amazing.
Yep.
I talked to Mike Lewis, who runs Clinton Fudge Company. Now, they used to be there on Main Street. He's at 25 Main. He moved from across the street into this present quarters where he has, I don't know, 2 dozen flavors of ice cream and sorbets and shakes and so forth. But he only sells Giffords ice cream. Excuse me. Giffords is made in Maine, but it's widely distributed, especially in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
At stores and ice cream shops and so forth.
Nice.
Giffords ice cream. The chocolate ice cream, I understand, has been voted the best in the nation for the past 5 years. It's quite widely known and widely. But he told me that the most popular flavor that he has at the Clinton Fudge place is
mm-hmm.
toasted coconut.
Really? That does not sound like something that would be the thing that people would go after. Interesting.
Yeah, it seems that especially women like the toasted coconut flavor. He also has truffles and peanut butter and all kinds of other flavors, which he, by the way, has suspended the fudge operation. I mean, the name of the place is Clinton Fudge Company, but he suspended it. He said he didn't have a room to make the fudge. But he has underway a place to make the fudge elsewhere and then bring it into the shop. Mm-hmm. So soon you can expect the fudge, but right now it's all ice cream.
Nice. That's amazing. And they, what it was, did you get into the decision as to why he had to move across? Was it a...
I don't know the reason for moving, but he moved across the street. So he's now at 25 Main. He used to be across the street from there.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I you got to make, that's quite a decision. It had to be a really important one to make that type of a transition, because it's not easy.
Business is incredibly complex. Yeah. And frustrating.
Yeah.
I have done it. And it, I once had a print shop at 20 Broadway mm-hmm. in New York on the second floor, and the landlord wanted to tear down the building, and so they bought out the lease we had, and we moved to 47 West Street on the ninth floor. Well, that meant a lot of coordination, and it all happened over one weekend, and as of Monday morning, we were back in business, but it took quite an undertaking to make that move.
Right.
Make any move in a business is.
Yep. Yep.
And then you have the problem of making sure your customers know where you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's very...
Anyway, he's right across the street from where he was there on Main Street. Also, on Main Street, number one Main Street is J.J. Scoops. Now, they've been there for years, and it's quite an operation that includes a patio that you can relax and enjoy your ice cream sundae or shake or just scoops or whatever. It's called
jjscoops.com.
Go there and you'll find a big website that talks about ice cream.
I've been there too, and that JJ Scoops. Let's see, you and I are on the same wavelength here, man. So JJ Scoops happens to be next to a neat hot dog place. So if you want to get both of them done right at the same time, you go over and have the hot dog, and then you go right over to JJ Scoops. It's right next door, and
right
you have a full
there, yeah.
you have a full meal. Now,
yeah, right
for you, it's just it's ice cream and ice cream, but for the rest of us, we have hot dogs and ice cream.
Yeah, right down the street at 47 Main is Just Chill Frozen Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
JustChillFroyo.com. You can go on their website. Now, this place specializes in self-serve frozen yogurt,
mm-hmm.
but they have a huge selection of toppings,
right.
which you can turn your breakfast or lunch into a healthy adventure if you put a lot of blueberries on it or mm-hmm. whatever.
Nice.
Large number of toppings.
All right, that sounds good stuff.
Also around the corner is Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins has been there for some time. They're with Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
On Center Street, which they've been around for forever. I remember Baskin Robbins when I lived in San Francisco back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been a national chain for some time, and of course get their name from the fact that they have so many different flavors of ice cream. Plus they have yogurts and sorbets and so forth.
Nice. Very
large
good
number of ice cream and related type places in Clinton, and all within walking distance of one another.
Yeah, I got to get to the award-winning chocolate. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you can you can have your ice cream and then go have frozen yogurt for dessert.
Awesome.
Wow. Anyway, summer is a time for enjoying ice cream, and I thought every couple of years I like to get out there and see what's available in the ice cream field.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time, since the 4th of July is coming up next week.
All right. So the ultimate question is, what is Al Warr's favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite, I think, is mango right now.
Right now?
I'm in love with mango.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Of course, I can't ever pass up peach.
Okay. There you go. That's the Georgia boy coming out right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Some of the other flavors, which I've always liked moose tracks since the first day I
Oh, there you go. It. Now we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. All that nice chocolate in there.
All right. Very good, sir. Appreciate it. Now I got to go and find some ice cream.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
And then find the health fitness. The place where you can work it off.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks so much, Al. Have a great week. Enjoy the nice, fine weather. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes.
All right.
Good talking with you.
Take care, Al. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you next week.
Yep. Al Warr, Business with Al, giving us insight into ice cream. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to a tweet over the weekend from President Trump about illegal immigrants. He calls for faster deportations, saying when someone comes into the U.S. illegally,
announced her core initiative as First Lady.
I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children about the importance of a healthy and balanced life. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
President Donald Trump says he will announce his decision on whether to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal tomorrow. Trump is facing a self-imposed May 12th deadline over whether to uphold the 2015 nuclear deal, which he has long criticized. And finally, Oliver North is set to become the next NRA president. In a statement earlier today, NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre said North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted communicator, and a skilled leader. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
After a hefty increase for gasoline over the last several months, the price per gallon is down slightly this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gas prices came down over the last week, falling a half cent per gallon to $2.80 nationally. While this is a slight decrease, motorists are being reminded prices are still 50 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy has the latest figures.
We stand on the cusp of perhaps dropping back under $2.80 per gallon. That's where we stand today, a drop from last week of $2.81 a gallon.
Hawaiian authorities are urging sightseers to stay away from Leilani Estates as residents return to check in their neighborhood, which was threatened by lava and toxic gases emerging from the ground. This eyewitness describes what he saw when he returned to his neighborhood.
You know, there's a